Lovely sunny day here in New Lynn. Lots of hustle and bustle in the street. You've got people coming in and out of the bakery and the post office. And you mention the name Jack Noel to anyone and they know who he is. Now, I've heard he goes into this little cafe on the corner here a fair bit.
I'm Carsten.
Judith Nissen.
We know Jack's parents, and particularly his mother, better because she went to school with our children. So we've known them for a long time. There isn't a rugby pitch in Cornwall. We haven't stood on the sideline. It's freezing or in the rain. So, yes, we're keen rugby followers, that's for sure. For us, it's quite a privilege to have someone from New Lynn put on the England shirt and score a try last week.
And out it comes now, Noel, and Jack Noel will score!
So, I mean, how good does it get? And he is such a likeable lad. You know, the whole family is very, very likeable and people are really proud of him, I have to say that. He doesn't hide. He wants to go in there and score tries, but he's also a good team player. He deserves his place in the England team, that's for sure.
I think it gives you a great feeling when you see somebody from your village on the pitch and playing for England. It's great. It's really good.
Just further along the main street is the Swordfish Inn, and it's another place where Jack's got some keen supporters.
I'm Jack Hoare.
How do you know Jack Noel, then?
I've grown up with him over the years, played rugby with him. I'm just a good friend for his school and rugby, really.
What's it been like for you, then, watching him rise to the level that he has?
Yeah, it's been quite surreal, really. I travelled over to France for his first game, and I watched him twice last year. So I went to France, went to Paris for his debut, and then I also went to the England-Wales game, which he luckily got me a ticket for. It's really quite emotional. You sit there watching him stand up for the national anthem. And it's just it's bizarre to think that's one of your friends. And I was sat with his family members and stuff, and for them it must just be an unbelievable experience.
What about this next game then? Any message of support or anything?
I think it's going to be a hard game. I'm sure we'll get the result. Whether we'll win with enough points, that's another question. And yeah, I wish him well. I'm sure I'll send him a text on the day and whatnot. But yeah, everyone around here, if you walk through New Lynn when he's playing, everyone, it's a ghost town, everyone's just in their houses watching. And the support in Penzance and the whole of Cornwall really is just phenomenal.
My name's Sandra and I live at Rhysudgen. It's nice to watch rugby anyway, but when you've got someone who's local and you want them to succeed, it's even more incentive to watch, yeah.
So your friend's over here, will you be watching?
Yeah, I will be watching, but I don't understand it at all. I'll just be looking at the bodies.
I'm Philip Beer, I work in the local butchers in New Lynn, and I'm a true Cornishman.
So if I said the name Jack Noel...
Fantastic.
Did you see the game last week?
He was terrific. Man of the match for me. He was terrific.
What's it like having someone from New Lynn up there on...
Wonderful. A Cornishman as well. Absolute. He's really, really good. Good for Cornish rugby.
Do you know him at all? Do you ever see him in...
Jack, yeah, he comes into the shop. His family comes in for meat. Yeah, he's one of the lads. I think he's getting better at every game, really. He's strong, you know, he's young, yeah.
And if you had a message of support, what would that be?
Score 3 tries, Jack. Win it for Cornwall.